The Office of Diversity and Inclusion of the Jones Center in Springdale hosted a lunch this week for a crowd of 50 Marshall Islanders, officials, and social agency advocates to introduce the new instructional DVD.
The title of the film is "Why We Meet Again, Kagayan Ko Ragayan."
Can you say that one more time?
"Why We Meet Again, Kagayan Ko Ragayan."
And what does that mean?
It means new culture, new law.
That's Albius Latio, Community Outreach Coordinator for the Jones Center. He's Marshallese. He moved to Springdale when he was in third grade, among the first wave of Islanders who came here in the 1980s to find work in the poultry processing industry.
It was really typical because we did not know anything about Springdale, Arkansas. All we know that it was a great place to raise the family and also get a better education and get a work at the same time.
Albius also serves as Marshallese liaison for the Springdale School District, now helping other Islander children to settle in. But even for grown-ups moving from the impoverished Republic of the Marshall Islands, 6,000 miles to northwest Arkansas, can be disorienting, especially because Pacific Islanders tend to live in consanguineous or joint family households.
In our island, we live together as extended family, but it's really hard to live with extended family here because we have to go by the law.
Springdale City Ordinance forbids multiple families dwelling in single-family homes. That's just one of many new laws Islanders must reckon with when they move here. An estimated 6,000 Islander migrants have settled in northwest Arkansas. Hundreds more are coming each year to find work, educate their kids, and get medical help. Because of a special relationship with the U.S. government under a compact of free association, Marshallese can travel to and stay in the United States for as long as they wish on just a passport. But there is a compliance paper trail they must follow. The DVD instructs Islanders on I-94 and Social Security documents, getting a driver's license, how to rent or lease homes and apartments, medical care, utility services, law enforcement, and public school enrollment. A companion booklet also connects Islanders to Carmen Chongam, Consul General for the Republic of the Marshall Islands Consulate, which opened in Springdale this past year. She narrates the DVD in Marshallese with English subtitles.
I'm glad that the booklet came out, and the booklet and the DVD are a good pair. You know, the DVD for people to hear and see, and the booklet for people to read. And also to, you know, take wherever they go. And it's handy because they can put in their purse or bags and go around with it. And so, you know, it's good that the consulate's contact information, it's in the booklet.
Carmen says Marshallese remains the dominant language, especially for adults, and it's really beautiful and really complex.
You know, just like our children trying to get used to some of your sounds, like SH and CH and those that we do not have in our alphabet, or same with us, or same with Americans trying to say it correctly, the NG sound. In our alphabet is the N with the line over it. You know, it's hard for them to make that sound, so vice versa.
Catherine Burke had helped coordinate DVD production. She's director of the Office of Diversity and Inclusion of the Jones Center and is deeply involved with Marshallese assimilation.
We've been working on this project for several years, and it really grew out of a similar project that we did in Spanish several years ago. We called it New Culture, New Laws, and it was to help the Latinos who were new arrivals here understand about driving and the laws. But when we started this project, Carmen was with us at that time. Carmen Chongam was our community outreach coordinator, and she really wanted to go beyond what we had done in Spanish when we were reaching the Marshallese community, because she recognized some other kinds of issues that the Marshallese have to encounter. So we've broadened quite a bit from what we did in the Spanish language video to this one that we've produced now in Marshallese.
Now the task, she says, is getting this critical information distributed to islanders.
Actually, we will be uploading this on YouTube by segments so that it can be available everywhere. We're not copyrighting the disc, so anybody who has the disc today is invited to make copies of it to distribute with friends. The DVD that we've made won't do any good if it just sits on a shelf somewhere, so we want to make sure that it gets out into the community. People can contact Albius, contact me here at the Jones Center, contact Carmen at the consulate, and also Mary Bridgeforth in the ESL office at Springdale Schools is going to be distributing the video through the ESL office when parents bring their children in for registration.
The companion booklet is already online. It's titled Living in Arkansas, What You Need to Know as a Marshallese. Grace Donahoe, facilitator of Gaps in Service to Marshallese Task Force, the Jones Center, coordinated its publication along with a committee of Marshallese residents. The book was funded by the Arkansas Minority Health Commission. The cover shows a Marshallese man on a bluff overlooking a vivid blue Arkansas lake, shades of his beautiful aquamarine Pacific archipelago. Reporting for Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.